Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is anger. Do you get angry? Sometimes I do. Everybody gets angry. But anger can be just a passing thing. There's such a thing as righteous anger, of course. Jesus had righteous anger when he went into the temple and turned over the tables with a whip and said, "Don't make my Father's house a house of merchandise." And when he spoke to the religious leaders and said, "You are not entering into the kingdom of God, and you don't let these people enter, and you make them twice the children of the devil." So speaking the truth is not being angry. But the Bible says that there is a breeding ground for anger. The Bible says anger resides in the bosom of fools. And so that says a lot to me. It says, if I'm sitting in anger, am I being foolish? Have I made my heart a breeding ground for anger so it can stay there? If it's a passing thing and you blow your stack and you get mad and then you say, "Gee, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have acted that way," that's not what this is talking about. This is talking about anger residing. That means it's made its home in your spirit, in your soul, and it is dwelling there, and it is ruling there. It changes basically your perspective. And so now with anger, you perceive life in an angry attitude. And with that angry attitude comes resentment and hostility and madness and craziness. So you really have no peace. So if you're experiencing a lack of peace, a lack of happiness and joy, it could be that you're allowing anger to reside in your spirit, in your bosom. So don't do that. It's that simple. Today, as you go about your life, experience what you experience. But don't be angry. Even if the things that come your way are not good, it doesn't mean you have to be angry. It doesn't mean you have to be angry. There's a lot of ways of dealing with things, and you can deal with it without anger. If you have a clear mind, you can say, "Okay, let me take a look at this. Let me see what these people are doing to me, and let me see how I can stop it." Maybe it's just telling them to cut it out. Maybe it's a matter of withdrawing from them and excluding them from your friendship. So today, stand your ground with faith and love and joy and forgiveness and walk away from the anger. Don't let it in. The scripture says that we're to guard our spirit, for out of it flows the issues of life. And so we're supposed to guard our spirit so anger doesn't come in and reside. Because if it does, it'll take control, and you don't want that. Control belongs to Jesus through his Holy Spirit. So think about that today. God bless you and have a great day.